Joining us on the ticket hotline is an old friend of the show. He's the official octogenarian of the Morning Musers, and he is the head usher at the American Airlines Center. He was, of course, working the game last night. It's his job in retirement. It's Jesse the Usher. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. I heard you say on your radio program that I was the head usher. I'm the senior usher. That's what they call me.
Oh, senior. Okay.
Senior usher.
And I admit I'm a little depressed today.
Yeah, it's a tough loss last night, wasn't it? Mavericks getting beat.
Well, I had two G's riding on that game last night.
Two G's?
Yeah, I bet two Geritol tablets with the guy who bunks with me and my assisted living. And I'm so damn mad at Norm this morning.
Why?
Because he made it a double play.
Oh, no.
I lost my medicines, and I got lost some money. I can't afford to get my medicines for next month. So,
well, George can help you out.
How the hell am I supposed to get an erection now?
Well, you don't need to be doing that anyway, Jesse.
I don't know. You still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, we're here.
I don't know if that you saw it, but that sorry ass Dwayne Wade came crashing down into me.
Yeah, we did see.
Oh wait,
so that was you?
Me. Yeah, I was.
Yeah, we saw the old timer that Wade landed on. And I didn't realize that was you. I was sitting courtside.
Yeah, I was there, and I was there with my date, and it was very embarrassing when he knocked my mesh cap off and my hearing aid shot out like a teapot blowing. And he broke most of the bones in my body, too.
It's awful.
I'm laid up in the hospital right now.
Gosh.
I guess I must look pretty bad in here, because every hour or so and Indian comes in and tries to put a pillow over my face.
Would you stop it with that? So who?
But thank goodness he hit just me and not my date.
Yeah, now who was that? Was that your wife or girlfriend, or who was that?
No, my wife passed 15 years ago this past spring.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I've been knocking the bottom out of everything that moves ever since. Now, this new gal, she isn't my girlfriend. She's just some old biddy from my macrame class who gave me the herp.
Oh, gosh. You're giving out way too many details this morning.
I'm being treated for it. That's all right.
Good.
You there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay.
Yeah, we're here.
I don't have any faith in this team to come back from this deficit that they have here.
It's 2-1.
Well, I just can't have faith in any team that relies on a Jet Terry as a second superstar.
Down on Jet, huh?
I've never been a fan of his.
Yeah.
I think he's flashy and show-offy. He's not like Larry Bird or Kevin McHale.
Oh, boy.
Pistol Pete.
What about Bob Cousy?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I sneak in there before the game and I push my yellow water out onto his headband.
What? Why would you do something like that?
Because I can.
Because you have access to the locker room.
Boy, that Dirk is something else, I tell you.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't blow his granddaddy's ass off when I was storming them beaches 66 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. Today is the anniversary of D-Day. Sure is. Yep.
You bet. I tell you, them Germans, they would hunker down in them pillboxes.
Yep.
And all we could do was play some Hasselhoff on a jam box, lure them out of there.
That is nuts.
Back then?
And they'd come out waving their Hitler banners and pennants, and we would put bullets in them until they met them some Teutonic Jesus, I tell you that.
Well, thank you for your service to our country.
Yes, we appreciate that, Jesse.
What's that?
Never mind.
It's may be the last time old Jess is talking to you.
Well, why would you say that?
Well, I may get hired to do mornings at the Fan.
Oh, and then you couldn't come on the airwaves.
Well, they won't let me do your airwaves.
That'd be a shame.
Right over there, isn't it? Apparently, they're trying to pair Choppy up with someone a little more hip.
Well, hopefully that'll work out for him if you get the gig.
Say again?
No, never mind.
All right, then.
Okay.
Okay, Jesse.
Okay. You call again next Sunday now.
Okay, it's Monday.
Okay. There's Jesse the Usher suffering after a Maverick loss last night. 8:49 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We've talked a lot